That's our prayer continuously, that the Spirit of God will flow through us, that His will, His perfect plan and purpose would be accomplished in us and through us. Not our will, not our might, not by our ability, but by His strength and His divine providence is where we want to be. Amen. Amen. Praise God. It's been wonderful thus far. Amen. The Spirit of God is in this place. Thank you, sister, for your obedience. You know, the Lord desires to use all of us, but we have to be open. We have to be open. And you know, He's not just going to come down and just force you to do anything. We have to be vessels willing to allow Him to flow through us. Amen. And so that's important, especially in this day and age when there's so much going on. People are looking for the light. They're looking for the answers. And you and I, we are in a place, as Brother James said, and where this is a divine place that we're in. And God is just looking for a vessel that's open to be His voice, to be His light in the world. And in this place, we've been well taught. In this place, the word, the engrafted word of truth has been deposited in good ground. And now it's time for the harvest of that word to be manifested. Amen. So I want to encourage you every day, ask the Lord, Lord, where would you have me deposit what revelation you've placed in me? Where would you want me to deposit it this day? And I guarantee you the opportunities will come. If we're open to them, the opportunities and the doors to share the light and the goodness of God that dwells on the inside of us, the Lord will give us those opportunities if we are open to them. Amen. So I would just encourage you. We've got the ministry anniversary celebration coming up. There's going to be a lot of things that are shared that I believe are going to be pivotal to this body and the direction that God is taking us. Please come. I want to encourage you. Come. Bring people. But come with a heart to not just let it be just another time of getting together in meetings. Let it be a time where we come with our minds and our hearts with the slate totally clean, and we allow the foundation of outreach that God is wanting this body to flow in. We've got some awesome men and women that are going to be coming who have in their trophy case decades of effectively sharing the gospel outside of the body and in the world, and seeing the transformative power of the Spirit of God at work. Don't come just expecting just to have just a regular old time, but just come expecting to receive and be changed by that so we can be effective out of this place. Amen. It's wonderful when we come together, and that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to come together and encourage one another and grow in who we are as believers. But that's not just for us to have a good old time and then go out our houses and say, oh, wasn't it good on Sunday morning and Wednesday night? It's meant for us to get empowered so that we can take what is deposited on the inside of us and begin to distribute it to a world that's hungry, that's seeking answers. You know, this past week in our nation, it was a dark time. It's a dark time in our nation. And then we get the text, you know, Friday afternoon that, you know, pastor's in the hospital. And the temptation, as Sister Gail said in the word, the temptation to come out of the believer's mouth is, man, again? Again? But we can't look at it through the eyes of the flesh. And we can't look at it through the eyes of what the medical reports and all this other stuff. Though they are factual, they're not truth. They're factual. They're medically factual. But they are not divinely inspired by the truth of God that decrees and declares that 1 Peter 2:24 decrees that by the stripes of Yeshua HaMashiach, Pastor Jim Lillard was healed 2,000 years ago. So we have to get our mindset that when the reports come, you know, the first thing in my mind was when we heard the reports of all this stuff going on in Dallas, my wife and I heard it come out of her mouth, and then I began to, but we decreed peace would be manifested in that situation. You and I have a force within us called the Spirit of the Living God that part of His attributes is peace. Right. part of his attributes is us decreeing what we have known according to the word is the spirit of liberty, that we can set creation itself free. But we have to be in that place. We can't be like, oh, that's so terrible. Well, if it's so terrible, do something about it. You got the creative force of the Almighty God living on the inside of you. And so it's important now more than ever to release that force, to enforce the kingdom manifestation of the Father in the earth, just like it is in the heavens. Yeah. We have that ability, saints, and it's important. If we're not going to be willing to do it, who's going to do it? You know, and we know from this what God has done through this body. We've stopped storms. Yeah. We've stopped we've stopped diseases that and bad reports that have come. We've stopped financial disaster that tried to come on our pastors. We've through us knowing who we are and coming in agreement on the it is written word of truth. There is absolutely nothing that we cannot see transformed and manifested in our world. But it takes us being in our place. You know, with all the stuff that's going on from this past week, and people, you know, it's the temptation that people have when we deal with situations like that. They ask the question, you hear them wanting to say it so bad, is where is God? Well, I got news for you. He ain't moved from the throne. He ain't moved from he is still the God who reigns over all of creation. But guess what? You have to understand something about our Lord. The Bible says that he ceased from all of his labors. He's not laboring in heaven saying, oh, God, why? Oh, my. Why is this happening? No, he's looking to us and saying, believers, sons and daughters of the Most High God, what you doing? What you doing? We have to be who we are. We have to be the manifested sons of God in the earth. And we have to be bold enough to look at whatever's looking at us in the eye as opposition and say, you are a lie. And I command the peace and the truth of God to be manifested. It's up to us being our place, saints. And if we're not, who will? Even more so, the word of God is still the best arsenal to combat every lie and every trick and scheme of the wicked one. It's the best arsenal. It's the word of God hidden in the heart of a believer. And that word, we don't change from it. We don't vacillate from it. We know that what that word decrees, we can put that right back in the lie and trick of the enemy coming against us and stop him dead in his tracks. But we have to be convinced that it's true in our own hearts. The word tells us in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness in this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. But just as the enemy is looking for a vessel to flow through, how much more is the Spirit of the living God looking for someone who will speak the word of truth and nullify the lies? Yeah. No, the word says that the enemy, he's seeking whom he may devour. But how much more the Spirit of God is hovering over the earth and he's just waiting for someone to put into action. It is written. And he go into work and begin to manifest that word that comes out of our mouths. But we have to be convinced that that word is real. Regardless of what may be coming around us or occurring around us, we have to keep that word hidden so deep in our hearts, because at any given moment, we may have to be the solution to a lie that is trying to manifest itself. And you know, the job description of the enemy is to kill, steal, and destroy. But we who are of the household of faith, we are part of that decree that our Lord said that his job is that we may have life, and that life more abundantly. Now, guess what? That life and that life more abundantly is not for us to sit on our rocking chair and say, I got life. The life that is in us so that we can release it and set everything that's in death status back to life, to transform anything that the darkness may try to flood out. That's our job description, is to set it free by the light and the life that lives on the inside of us. You know, I was just thinking, you know, it is now 8 years ago, in 2007, when the first attack came on Pastor. One of the most amazing and blessed times that I can remember being a part of this body was the Sunday right after that. Brother Richard and Brother Alfonso Vargas had visited with Pastor, and Pastor had told him, I don't want anybody praying for me. And in my mind, I'm like, what in the world? But he said, I want you to tell the body to celebrate the victory that I'm healed, according to 1 Peter 2:24. And from that moment on, we saw the body begin to, basically, Brother Alfonso in that Sunday morning was God's spiritual cheerleader. Right. Well, I'm part two of that. Right. I want to encourage you today that we don't have any sad stories to tell. We're not nervous about Pastor Jim and he being in the hospital or anything, because we know that man of God's resolve. Amen. We know where he's standing right now. So, like Brother James in the Word said, with him being our leader, why should there be any of us with a down face? Why should there be any of us worrying like he's not going to come out of this and then once again have a black eye to give the enemy? There's nothing to be nervous about, because we know what the Word promises us. We know what the Word has decreed belongs to us. And that's where our resolve, that's where our place is to stand in that no matter what. We celebrate the truth of the victory that belongs to the man of God. And guess what? Continually, as this man of God has lived out the Word on a consistent basis, I've been here 20 plus years and seen him consistently, not just in this pulpit on Wednesdays and Sundays, but every day of his life, to the best of his ability, with the power and the Spirit of God working on the inside of him, live out and be an example to us, even in where he's at now, being an example to us. How much more should we be standing on the truth of God's word in our lives, in our daily situations that come up? The same victory that countlessly, time and time again, Pastor Jim Lillard walks in, you can walk and we can walk in that same victory no matter what. No matter what type of situation or opposition may come against us, because we know what the Word promises. We know what the Word has said concerning our situations. We can walk continually in that same victory. Because people make it seem like it's just something that Pastor Jim, no. That's just something that the five hold. No, that's something each and every one of us on a day-to-day basis can continually walk in, because the Word is hidden so deep in our hearts. We've meditated on it so much that you can, like Pastor Jim says, you can shake me in the middle of the night and the first thing that's going to come out is, it is written. But that's for all of us. That's where God wants us all to live. That no matter how things may try to pull on us, they might may try to oppress us. That's the one thing the enemy wants us to do, saints, is to let go of the truth of God's word. And if we can let go of that word for 1 minute, he's like, open, pray. I got them. They don't trust. They don't trust. Now, that fool knows his demise. But you know, it's nothing like a you know, like the that just lets you know that terrorism is straight of the devil. Because when you know you're a loser and you want to take other people with you, that just makes you all the more a double loser. You know, you just want to take as many people out with you. That's the mindset of the enemy. But we have to put him in his place and know that we have what the Word of God has promised us. Now, you know, in saying all this, God led me to some things. You know, how many people get Pastor's Daily Word? It's awesome. And as I was preparing, I wanted to share some of these that God just began to remind me of. And these are specifically ones that I saw were encouragements to stand. Encouragements. This is from your man of God. This is from your pastor, our pastor. This is some of, I just want to share some of these with you. I wrote 10 of them down, and I'm going to kind of expound on some of them from time to time, but they don't need any exposition because they're just powerful enough in and of themselves. But listen at this, and then I'm going to point back to something and remind you after I've read these words what was going on as he was writing these. So number one, it is the nature of life to meet you with tests, trials, and questions. It is the nature of a champion or winner to meet each of these challenges with a response that disarms their ability to impede your true purpose. Be the winner that you were born to be. Be the winner that you were born to be. The challenges, the tests, guess what? They're going to come. Jesus himself said it. He said, in life, you're going to have trials and tribulations. All hell is going to break loose. But there's no reason for you to put your head down. There's no reason for tuck tail and running. Be of good cheer. Because I overcame the world. Guess what? You can overcome it just like I did. Because my stuff is on the inside of you. And his stuff is winner potential. It's champion potential. It's not loser potential. So anything that does not look like victory, anything that does not look like champion, we're not going there. We're going to receive the promise that God says we are winners. We are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Amen. The second one, the benefits of faith are missing in a lot of lives. Get this. The benefits of faith are missing in a lot of lives due to not understanding that belief is a product of the mind through some conclusion reached, while faith is of the heart resulting from a truth laid hold of. There is a word that God has given you concerning every situation in your life, and that word will not benefit you until you've laid hold of it. It has to be laid hold. There are precious promises. The word says that by laying hold of them, we become partakers of the divine nature. So we can sit around and be sinners saved by grace, or we can be sons of God redeemed to walk in the realm of kings and priests. Which would you want to be? The latter, because that's who our Father said we are. We want to lay hold of everything. We don't want to leave anything on the table. But we want to receive every truth, every promise that the Lord says belongs to us. And it's not from believing. It's from having faith. Unswerving, determined, not letting go of attitude that what he said is mine. Amen. The believer is a spirit being alive in a physical world. The realm they concentrate on most. Get that. The realm that they concentrate on most will rule their life. Feed your faith and starve the doubt. Feed your faith, starve the doubt. You feed the faith by getting in the ungrafted word of truth, the engrafted word, and allowing it to continue to mull it, to meditate on it. Brother Brian did an excellent job this past Wednesday of talking about that. Allowing that word to become so real to us that it eclipses and over eclipses everything that looks like contrary to that word. We want to never let go of not laying hold of what belongs to us, because it's all about feeding our faith and starving our doubt. Belief is a starting place, but it is trust. It is trust that ensures the outcome of life's challenges. The question is, whom have we vested our trust in? Whom have we invested our trust in? The situations, the lies, or the truth of the Almighty Father who has told us who we are in the Redeemer. The greatest challenges we face are the ones we let inside. Did you hear that? The greatest challenges we face are the ones we let inside. We don't want to let anything other than the it is written word of truth live and dwell richly in us. Keep the promises of God between you and every temptation, test, and trial that comes your way. It's that buffer. It's like a bulletproof vest. We put on the it is written word of truth, and the lies, we have to be so invested in it that the lies just bounce off of us. We're not going there. Brother Ryan said, nope. Nope, I'm not going there. I don't have time to go there, because if I allow myself to go there, I'll start believing a lie and be damned by believing that lie, which wasn't even intended for me in the first place. But it was an attack to get me off of trusting what the word says belonged to me. Faith acted upon is the match that ignites the fire of miracles. What has been we've been decreeing all year, that this is the year of signs, miracles, and wonders. if that faith match is not ignited, then we just got wishful thinking going on. But when we lay hold of that truth, when we say, Father, you've spoken it, and so we stand in agreement that this is the season of miracles, signs, and wonders, and we, with our faith, ignite that match to see the manifestation of your will in this city, in this state, in this nation, in this country and world. That starts with us saying, I wonder if really I wonder if that was real when Pastor Jim said that, you know, because I ain't really seen a miracle in a long time. I don't care if we've seen and never seen one. If we begin to decree it, and no matter what's going on, set our faith in seeing that ignited, those miracles begin to manifest. They begin to manifest, but we have to be in agreement with what God's word has already said concerning it. You shall decree a thing and it will be established for you, and the light of revelation will shine upon your walk. This is the way to rule and reign under his lordship. Say that one more time. You shall decree a thing and it will be established for you, and the light of revelation will shine upon your walk. This is the way to rule and reign under his lordship. Create something with your words today. When was the last time we created something with our words? When there was no physical evidence whatsoever of seeing what we wanted manifested. And we just, as Pastor said in the past, we did a faith exercise to just work our faith muscles and develop them and say, you know what? Just like Sister Michelle, perfect example. It's my birthday coming up. I'd like to have a pedicure and I don't want to pay for it. That was a faith exercise. You think God don't care about her getting a pedicure? You don't think God is concerned about you wanting that steak dinner? Come on. We get caught up in the, like, God is not going to move unless it's like something huge. He cares about if the very hairs on your head are numbered. One falls out, he goes, there's 5,086. He's got them numbered. If he cares about you that much, how much more do you think he doesn't care about just the little things that are on your heart? He doesn't want us to be concerned about anything that's concerning us. He wants us to trust him, period. Period, no matter what. Now, I'm going to tell you something. We've read, did I read them all? I've got one more. No, I actually got two more. Three more, actually. Okay. So in the world, it gets messy and sometimes desolate. But God, who corrected creation with a word, is at our side with the word we need. I'm going to read that again. In the world, it gets messy. It gets messy. And sometimes desolate. You know, that's how a lot of people was feeling last week. But God, who corrected creation with a word, is at our side with the word we need. Guess what? The word that we need is a lot of times the word that can set somebody else free. You know, I think sometimes the Lord is almost like, it's like he deposits something in us, and it's almost like, I always tell my wife, this is funny to me. You know, I love comics. I'm sorry, comic book buff. But one thing about a superhero is that their powers were never just for them. In fact, their power sometimes didn't work unless it was for somebody else. And that's what God, I think, he wants us to realize. Don't be content with just my word being your little word and all you hold on to. But be willing to understand that I've put you in places sometimes so that you can set creation free, so that you can set people around you in your workplace free. They're looking every day. They're looking for all. Brother Ken was saying, I heard in his Sunday classes lesson, people are looking for comfort, but outside of the one who gives comfort. You know, he's the comforter. The Holy Spirit is the comforter. So why would I go looking for comfort in something that will not give me comfort? It might give me temporary comfort, but I don't want just something half fixed. I want to know that there's comfort that's going to sustain me when the storms. That's why the disciples were tripping. Like, man, how in the world can you sleep? Do you see all of this that's going on? And Jesus is like, man, y'all messed my sleep up. Can't believe this. Let me fix it so that y'all can leave me alone. Peace, be still. And they're like,
Well, the same power that was manifested, he had been teaching. They could have done the same exact thing. But he knew who he was. And he knew who he trusted in. And that was something, once again, he lived out for them. But we have to understand that same power is resident on the inside of us. Truth is not just an accurate statement. Truth is what God has said. It may defy facts or even observation, but trust in his word will produce the fruit of what he has said. And then the last one, the God of all creation does not make mistakes. I want you to understand that. The God of all creation, he does not make a mistake. The problems that drop into our lives are so that we can use the tools of our new covenant tool chest to overcome them. Apply the word. Apply the word and defeat the lie. Okay. Now, I read all of those. Those were words that our man of God has shared with us, you know, pretty much on a daily basis. Like I said, this was like literally from this year. These were words from this year. Now, in this year, he's been dealing with this physical mess that's been messing with him. He's had the death of several family members. And the resolve of that man of God to continue giving us fresh words of encouragement. He didn't care what it looked like. He didn't care what it seemed like. But the heart of God inside of him, he was more willing to share the truth with someone else to set them free in their situations. Now, I want you to look at the resolve of that, because how many people would have a pity party? Woe is me. I wonder when somebody going to come pray for me? No. That's not where God wants us. In the midst of the darkness is when we should be more than willing to let the light shine out of us like never before. So I want to encourage you today. The situations in life, the storms, we may have other weeks like we had this week. I mean, the Lord told us that, you know, these things, these are parts of the last days. These are things that just take us unaware. It's craziness in the world. And I believe the enemy knows it. So he tries to stir up the lies and try to get me. Like I said, he's looking for a vessel to flow through. Just like the Spirit of God is looking for a vessel to flow through. The enemy is looking for a vessel that he can hate through, that he can destroy through, that he can kill through. He's looking for that vessel. But you and I are in a place where we can set creation free. We can set the lies aside and say, no, this will not be. We will not allow it. We've got this election coming up and people are going crazy, going on. No, God, whoever you want is going to be who's going to be in office. Your plan, your purpose is accomplished. This is your nation. That takes us. We don't get caught up in what the media says and all this other lies and tricks and stuff that come around to try to get us off focus off what the kingdom says belongs to us. We align ourselves with that truth. We stay flint-faced, and we don't get moved from it. Because the bottom line is, and I didn't tell you the message, the title, if you would give this a title, is Celebrate the Victory Still. Celebrate the victory still. Don't stop. And that's been a recurring thing all morning long that we've been hearing is don't stop celebrating what God has done, what God is doing, and what God says belongs to us. Don't stop celebrating. If the man of God has said it time and time again, what you can celebrate, you can possess. It is time to possess some stuff. It's time to see some stuff, but it only comes through our celebration and our knowing that what God has decreed from the beginning, it is ours now. Amen. Don't settle, saints. Don't settle for what things may appear to be like in the world, outside, whatever it may be going on around you, even in your own personal lives. That's that word said of encouragement. Put the word, put that truth between you and the lie. And the lie will not come in. We can't allow it in us, because that's what it wants to do. It wants to get in us for us to begin changing our mindset about the truth that belongs to us. And the enemy, he uses the same trick. He's been doing this stuff since the beginning. Adam, did God really say that? Really? Did he really say that? Man, he just knows that if y'all take that, y'all gonna be like him. They already were like him. A lie. They were already like him. They were made in his image. Adam accurately described every animal that came his way. Right. Accurately, by his description. Walking in the fullness of God already. And here comes this lie saying, man, he don't want you to eat that fruit because he knows if you do it, you're going to be like him. The enemy, his tricks are the same. They have not changed. It's always to get us to doubt what the word says belongs to us. But we can't allow it. Don't let it in, saints. And regardless of, like I said, what's going on around us, we are going to celebrate the victory still. We are celebrating the victory. The man of God has decreed it, and we come in agreement with him. He has a new heart. He has new arteries. He has a complete, just physical makeover completely. Because the promises of God belong to him. And we have seen from his example, by his example, let that be a lesson to us that no matter what tries to steal, kill, and destroy in our lives, we set the lie aside because we know and we're convinced so assuredly of the truth that belongs to us that it does not move us. Amen? I've asked the praise team, we're gonna end today, but we're going to end celebrating. We're going to end celebrating. We're going to set the seal on this thing. And this is a song that came to Sister Michelle during that crazy first attack that came on Pastor. And I thought it was fitting. It was fitting for us to sing that song again, not just celebrating for Pastor's total restoration, but celebrating for our total restoration. This is our time. This is our season. And so I'm going to invite the praise team to come on up. But we're going to sing, and I want you to stand with me, and we're going to sing the song, We Win. Yes. And I want this, even throughout the week, I want it to be your anthem. I want it to be something that you remind yourself of. This moment, on July the 10th, 2016, we once again settled the fact that no matter what circumstances or situations array themselves against us, we win. Because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So let's celebrate the Lord today. We're going out in victory. And after this, you are dismissed. You are blessed of the Lord. His hand is upon you for success. But let's continue to celebrate who we are in our Redeemer. Amen. Amen. Amen.